Baghdad's stock exchange opened 1 year after the fall of Saddam Hussein as a private, non-profit organization, replacing the government-owned Iraq Stock Exchange. Director Taha Ahmed Al-Rubayah says there are 125 private and mixed ownership companies in Iraq, but based on the size of the economy, there should be 5 to 10 times that many. The government still dominates the economy and hinders reform.
It's written in the constitution that Iraq must be transferred to be a capital market country, market economy or something like that in the future. You cannot done that. You cannot make the private sector working in the side to side with the government sector unless you have create companies.
Iraq's economy is growing at 9% a year, and petroleum production now is nearly 3 million barrels a day, making Iraq the third largest oil exporter in the world. New stores stocked with expensive goods would indicate a boom in consumer spending. But the picture is different for most Iraqis who still struggle to survive. Shopper Intisar Fadl says food prices are too high.
It was a million times better during the days of Saddam.
Clothes vendor Latif Saleh says political instability is hurting his livelihood.
When there is an explosion, the customers don't come because they are afraid, even when there are a lot of security forces around.
Many Iraqis complain that the government has failed to rebuild roads and utilities, like electricity and clean water plants. A U.S. official who investigated fraud in the American Reconstruction Program here, Stuart Bowen, says the main reason is corruption.
The Iraqis really need to crack down on corruption, and that means modernizing their government systems of accountability. Right now, their budgeting process is very rudimentary, and therefore that prevents good insight into how the billions and billions of dollars of their budget is spent.
Bowen says $8 billion of the $60 billion U.S. reconstruction program was diverted, and a senior Iraqi anti-fraud official says $800 million every week is being transferred illegally to foreign bank accounts. As a result, experts say Iraq is one of the most corrupt countries in the world. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Baghdad.